You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. We should note that we are doing this by phone to practice social distancing. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, the biggest story, protests and vandalism in the wake of the Minnesota police killing of a man in their custody came to the Inland Empire this week.
Right, Ben. Some cities have actually put in place curfews or did earlier this week. Those seem to be being discontinued now. But by and large, the protests have been peaceful. In Riverside, hundreds of people marched on Mission Inn Avenue. Although when police finally did start to enforce the curfew, some protesters threw water bottles at the police and several people were taken into custody. But it was said that at one of the protests, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and some of his deputies actually took a knee along with the protesters. And we've seen in other cities that tends to diffuse the tension. In other cities, there were peaceful demonstrations in Murrieta, in Yucaipa, although in Yucaipa there was kind of a shouting match between the protesters and some armed men who had shown up, they said, to protect the businesses. The sheriff's department later had to kind of counsel them on the proper use of weapons. You can't be brandishing weapons in public. In Hemet, the Hemet Valley Mall had some vandalism, but it sounded like there was not a lot of theft, some windows and door fronts broken, but not much else. In San Bernardino, of course, the Waterman Discount Mall was broken into, and there was quite a lot of looting on Sunday night. But on Monday, scores of volunteers showed up to help clean up people with trash bags and brooms. And that's happened in other cities, too. There's been a lot of support for the business owners who are suffering these losses and damage. So all in all, the Inland Empire has seen its share of demonstrations in support of Black Lives Matter, as you said, after that police killing in Minnesota.
And amidst all this, San Bernardino County supervisors say they'll consider declaring racism a public health crisis, right?
Yeah, this was at the urging of a number of community leaders and faith groups who came to the board last Tuesday and urged the board to make a declaration that racism is a public health crisis. They said that, you know, if the Centers for Disease Control can declare violence a public health emergency, then the racism that causes that violence can certainly be declared a public health issue as well. And the board agreed to take it up on this coming Tuesday, June 9th. They've actually asked their staff to prepare plans for the creation of a group that would identify the impact of racism on healthcare, law and justice, and economic opportunity, and acknowledge that Black people inherently experience physiological stress from the violence and hostility that's sometimes directed at them. Supervisor Janice Rutherford quoted one of the speakers from last Tuesday who said, "Nothing will happen unless those who are unaffected by racism are as outraged as those who are affected by it." And so the board is open to that. We'll see what kind of plan the staff comes up with and what the board votes on next Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, we'll follow that. Next, crime fell in San Bernardino during the coronavirus shutdown, but it looks like murders did not.
Right, homicides stayed about the same. But, you know, with people staying at home, all the stay-at-home orders that took place during the first full month, crime in every other category dropped compared to the same period in 2019. Burglary was down 31.5%, auto theft 19.2%, and robbery dropped by 4.8%. And these were the results of a study that came out by the National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform, and they presented that report, and they made the report with the city's cooperation. The city was a part of that. The San Bernardino Cost of Gun Violence Study is what it was called. The outcome will be decided. The police chief actually was part of a virtual town hall meeting that was held on Monday following the issuing of that report, to talk about how to address the issues, particularly gun homicides, which plagued the city. Those efforts in San Bernardino were started in 2018, but with a new mayor and a new police chief and some turmoil, as we know, in the city, those efforts have kind of fallen off the radar, but those are going to perhaps start up again.
Okay. And lastly, the Inland Empire's only veterans home may be closed in budget cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown.
Right. The coronavirus shutdown has caused a loss of revenue for cities and counties and the state, of course, with the people not out there buying, so there's not that much sales tax coming in. And Governor Gavin Newsom came out with a revised budget proposal, which, as part of the widespread cuts, proposed closing that veterans home that would save about $400,000 the first year and $14 million annually in the long run. That home was opened in 1996. It has 220 beds, but the director of the Department of Veterans Affairs for the state said it doesn't meet the criteria for an ideal veterans home because it doesn't routinely fill all of it, those vacancies. It doesn't have a large veterans population out there in the high desert, and the nearest VA medical center is 90 minutes away by car. What they're proposing is to begin phasing out the facility and transferring the veterans who do live there to other veterans' homes. The nearest one is 100 miles away in Lancaster, and the other one in Southern California is in West LA, 134 miles from Barstow. So, as you can imagine, there's been quite a pushback on this. There's a petition drive, which, as of the first reporting, nearly 19,000 people had signed, urging the governor not to close that home. The county supervisors in San Bernardino County, Congressman Paul Cook from Apple Valley, all have sent letters opposing the closure. So we'll see what happens there and if that closure goes ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. We should also note they have dropped their paywall for their coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.